It's time for your weekly Road Crew Tip, brought to you by the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series and Ken Barr Films.
That's right. It is time for your weekly tip right here on Memphis Metal Mondays. We are up to already number 24 on this February 12th, right before Valentine's. And of course, if you guys are just tuning in and you're trying to figure out what this is all about, you know, the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series, brought to you by Ken Barr Films, brought to you by Radio Memphis. What we do is that we get to talk to some cool people from behind the scenes. You know, they may be guitar techs, they may be recording engineers, they may be lighting engineers, you know, they may be guys in charge of the stage, teching, all this kinds of stuff, you know, putting events together. There may be, you know, people that work in the studios, this kind of stuff. And what we do is that it kind of grew from that whole idea of all these cool interviews and stuff that we're doing. Eventually, it wound up coming into this weekly tip that we bring to you. And we always have, you know, we catch up with some of the guys and we talk about, you know, some cool things that you can take with you for whether you're out on the road, whether you're in the studio, or whether you're at some cool event. And it wound up becoming such a cool thing that it also wound up growing into a live two-hour radio show that is dedicated to the Road Crew right here on Radio Memphis. It happens on the first Thursday of every month, and it's called the Radio Memphis Load-In. And what's so beautiful about this is I love the fact that tonight that we get to catch up with Mr. Ken Barr himself, because he just came off the boat from 70,000 tons of metal, and you guys know they had a blast. I know he did too, and of course he sounds like he had a blast, and we're going to go ahead and bring him in. Hey, honey.
Hey, D. Sorry, it kind of sounds like the beginning of that Black Sabbath song, Sweet Leaf, you know?
Honey.
I got a little of that going on. I'm a little wore out, but it's all good. It was a great 4 or 5 days on the water.
Yeah.
Great people, great music, you know, more... I'm sorry.
No, that's okay, man. Take your time.
Yeah, there's going to be some of that tonight.
That's okay. No problem.
Biggest music cruise on the planet, and it was awesome.
I am so excited. You know, I was actually going over some things, and it came out yesterday. I saw one of the articles that the actual all-star jam was the absolute shit. I saw that the thing was with the guys from Creator, Sepultura, Destruction, Sabaton, Cannibal Corpse, and some other bands. They all wound up jumping in together on one jam. And
oh, yeah. It's become like the crown jewel of the cruise. They take real pride in that.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. And you got all of these crazy metalheads running all over the place, just going absolutely just crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're all well into it. Yeah. It's a cool thing.
Wow.
I mean, there's a lot of cool things on the cruise, but yeah, that's definitely a shining star on the cruise.
Wow, fantastic. Well, I hope that all of you guys that were working the event, and, you know, working the stages and, you know, and putting everything together, I hope you guys had a good time too. Hello?
You faded out there for a minute, Dave.
Oh, that's okay.
I missed that last sentence.
No, that's okay. I was like, I'm hoping that all of you guys that worked the event had a great time too.
Yeah, you know, I've got a lot of the same guys up on. I do the pool deck stage, mm-hmm. which is the main stage, and I've got a lot of the same crew year after year. They want to come back and do it with me. Had a couple of new faces this year, and everybody's already asking, can they please come back next year and work pool deck stage again? You know, it's the biggest stage on the water, arena size stage with lighting and audio to match,
right?
And you know, it really is a technological. It's impressive that we get it done, you know, as quickly as we do, and it looks as good as it does, because it looks like a proper arena stage with the whole rig and the scrims and just everything. It's pretty.
Oh, and it's amazing! You know,
and my boys bust some ass. They really do.
Good.
And, you know, they'll ask if I need them to stay an extra couple hours, because they've got set shifts, because that's the arrangement. You work these many shifts, and then the rest of the time is yours to go do whatever.
Right.
And they'll be like, well, I can see it's a little hectic. I'll stay for a couple hours. I'm like, yeah, thanks, man. That's cool.
They have just as much fun.
Cool,
yeah.
Treat people cool, treat them professional, and they will ask to come back and work hard again next year.
Wow, how funny. Did you catch up with Rory?
Rory I did see him, yes, but his schedule was crazier than mine because his schedule, he works at a club down Lauderdale area, I forget where.
Yes.
And he couldn't physically make the first part of the cruise, so he actually flew to Turks Caicos and hopped on the boat there.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, it's just he had commitments and he had to honor them, and you know, I mean, he did the right thing and it worked out. You know, we all kind of pitched in a little bit. And it was good, but it added a little bit more pressure, a little bit more on everybody's plate. And then, you know, by the time he got there and got up to speed, you know, we were kind of starting to ramp down, but
right.
That was one little element that just added just that little bit. You know, I was down on the docks working there a little bit more than I normally do, loading the stuff into the crane. Normally, I don't do that, so I spent a lot of time there, and you know, so I didn't get a chance to talk to him about much, not really.
No, that's okay, we'll catch up with him. And of course, with him, like I said, the name of the club that he does his stuff out of Lauderdale, so he does his stuff out of the Culture Room. Is the one that he works
in. Culture Room, yeah.
And so, and I know, because he's always like knee deep in stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I've never been to Culture Room, but they get some big name acts in there. So,
I know.
You know, it must be a decent place. I got to check it out one year.
I know. We definitely need to. We most definitely need to. I am so happy that you had fun on 70,000 Tons of Metal, man, because, you know, that rocks. It's some good stuff. What, you know, we're already on number 24.
Yeah, we'll be at the 6-month mark pretty soon.
It is. And so, in fact, we, before we got onto this call and stuff, you know, I was telling you that you and I had to sit down and put our marbles on the table and go, okay, we got to shake some things up and talk about a couple of things. But yeah, so number 24. So, you know, what are you thinking? You know, you always get like the cool markers, you know what I mean, or the cool dates. And it just no matter where your rotation, you know, flows in, you always wind up with the cool stuff. And by the way, I've already talked to the future. The future has demanded to do it next week because he wants to talk about some things.
Oh, the future, Batty.
Yes.
I always forget he's 5 hours ahead, so he knows what's going to happen.
Right, he already knows what we're going to do, and so, you know. But it's funny with you. It's like, you know, you always like, it's always like anniversary, or it's always like the 6-month mark, or it's like, you know, the number 13. Yeah, I mean, you always get the cool time, the cool dates. You know, when we do.
Oh, this. I had that all planned out at the inception. I've got all the cool stuff that's ever going to pop up with my date. I had that worked out. I'm one of those calendar guys. I work the calendar.
Perfect. Well, what do you have for tonight? What kind of tip do you have for me tonight?
Well, it's boat related.
Oh, imagine that. Okay.
Because I kind of learned this a little bit.
Okay.
Everything on the boat is, you know, all the crew, they're all departments. And you need to talk to the department heads if you need anything. Well, say you need your electricity tied in because we bring transformers. Well, there's an electrician there and you need to be able to get a hold of him. They all carry deck phones and they all have their own number and they will answer them 24 hours a day.
Perfect.
So before you get on your boat, if you're going to do a music cruise, get in your production meetings, get all the phone numbers, the lighting people, the electricians, the plumbers, and get all their numbers. Because, and then the second part of this is wherever your workstation is, walk the deck, find where the nearest house phone is that you can use, because there's usually at least a couple per deck. Then you can just go there and you know who to call and you have a place where you can make the call. Hey, Mr. Electrician, I need to get tied in. Could you please come down to pool deck stage? Hey, plumbers, I've got these water ballasts that are counterweights for the lighting system. Can you come fill them, please?
Right.
They're more than happy to do it, but you need to know how to get them.
Right.
I didn't know how to get them till recently, and now I do. So.
Oh, so this is okay.
Yeah, I normally I don't really deal with that either, but I guess because, you know, things were a little bit more. I spent more time at the build of my stage than I have in the past. So yeah, that's it. If you're gonna do a music cruise, get the phone, get everybody's number.
Perfect.
And find out, you know, find phones that you can use because it will make your life easier.
So let me, I mean, this is not like your first rodeo, okay? And it's not like you've done several, and you're just, are you seriously, Ken Barr, telling me, Mr. We Are the Road Crew, that you just now figured out that you needed to get everybody's number?
I never, literally have never had to deal with it before.
Wow.
I mean, I'm sure, you know, I've gotten, hey, you know, can you give me the electrician's number? I'm going to go call him, or I would call on radio and ask production to do it.
Right, right.
Because I had other things going on.
I gotcha.
So it's something I just, now what I've done is I've basically taken one step out of the process. Instead of calling production on radio and asking them, hey, can you please call the electrician? Now I'm doing it direct.
Perfect.
So it's saving a step, making things happen a little quicker.
Perfect.
And kind of owning it, you know, a little bit more than I have in the past. I mean,
okay.
I think everybody upped their game a little bit this year, and we all took on a little bit more. And it saves a step, and it's better. So
I'm glad you bring that up about everybody kind of upping their game and stepping it up a little bit and stuff too. Because is it, you know, have you not noticed like in the past like year and a half, you know, or so that like the cruises are like have become like the thing.
Yeah, it's big stuff. It really is, and you know a lot of people talk about them, and they're all. You know, whatever their favorite one is, it's like it becomes a yearly thing. They don't even question that they're going to spend the money. It's like, oh, yeah, we're going next year.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going next year. You hear me?
Right on. Oh, and before I forget, on this cruise, I saw something I've never seen before.
What'd you see?
I saw a gentleman in a wheelchair crowd surfing.
Did you get a picture?
I did not get a picture. I had three things going at once, and I was like, holy crap. That guy said, and then they fell. He fell.
Oh.
And they picked his chair back up with him in it, and he didn't even care.
Oh, but he got to crowd surf. How awesome is that? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a picture on the 70,000 tons. I just, you know, I've been a little under the weather, and I haven't really gone through stuff as I normally would. But,
well, look.
Yeah, I've never, ever seen that before in my life, a gentleman in a wheelchair. God bless him. Doesn't get more metal than that.
It doesn't, man. And I'm so glad you got to experience that moment. That's fantastic. So everybody that's tuned in, you heard Ken Barr. If you're going to work a music cruise, make sure, one, you show up at the production meetings. And then, two, when you show up at the production meetings, it's everybody's number. Everybody's number on the boat where they're going to be located so that you can make that call that you need and make things happen a little bit faster. That sound right?
Yeah. Is it?
All right, good deal. Well, baby, look, I know that that whole trip took its toll on you, and I know because it's a lot of hard work, you know, and that's everybody partying and having a fantastic time while you guys are running all of the implements, you know, for a fantastic show, you know, nonstop for 4 and 5 days. So you sound like you need to get you some rest, okay?
Yeah, I think you talked me into it.
get you some rest, and I promise you and I, we're going to catch up on Wednesday, okay?
Absolutely, yeah, we'll work stuff out.
All right, baby doll. Well, listen, I'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, take care, darling. I really am tired.
Yeah,
oh, God.
That's okay.
Sorry. Wait, it's that. There we go, sleep week again. Oh, God. All right, I'll talk to you Wednesday.
Okay, baby. Bye-bye. Mr. Ken Barr, I'm going to tell you what, man. You could tell, like I said, you know, they were doing stuff nonstop on the 70,000, you know, tons of metal cruise and stuff. Very cool stuff. Make sure you go check out their Facebook page because obviously you're going to see some very cool pictures and, you know, from the event. They had some awesome performances and they had a fantastic time. And the road crew, you know, was working the hell out of it. So good deal. And yes, you know, you do, there is some cool opportunities. And I know, like, for instance, with this particular cruise right here, you know, and you have to remember something. It's not like, this is not like a last minute idea, but if it's something that you would really want to consider, you know, there are things and places, if you actually go to the websites on this one, I know for sure that you can actually submit the opportunity to be a volunteer. And if you want to be a volunteer and work behind the scenes, you could be doing hospitality, you might be doing stuff at the stage. And, you know, and again, if you have some experience, how cool would that be? Not only do you get to work some shifts, you know, and work with some of the coolest bands on the planet, you know, while it's rocking out on a boat, you get to go on a boat, go on a cruise, all that good stuff. and find out a little bit, you know, kind of what's going on that. And I am, like me myself, I am even like, you know, wanting to go, you know, and work the cruise and stuff like that, just to get the ultimate experience and, you know, and see kind of what's happening with that. But, you know, and if you do, and if it's something you are considering, you know, what fantastic advice. Like, you know, you guys are, you're going to wind up showing up. Obviously, you're going to have a pre-meeting. Obviously, you're going to have a production meeting. You're going to get to know who the lighting people are, who the, you know, who the plumbers are, like he said, you know, who the crew is, electricians and everything else. They're going to have their own, you know, mainstays. They're going to have their own home bases and stuff, and they're going to have numbers and stuff that are going to be logged in. Make sure that you grab those, all right? Because that way, you'll always be in contact, and you'll always be able to get done what you need to get done if you're working with the road crew.
Tune in every Monday night at 9:30 p.m. Central to Radio Memphis for your weekly tips in the studio, on the stage, and out on the road. It's all part of the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series, and it's only on Radio Memphis.